Okay, I both say. It's short and sweet, beautiful. Your soda stick is smooth. But it might be a little shorter and sweeter. Shorter, hopefully sweet. Okay, we know the famous incident in this week's parsha about the misonim. They complained. They wanted more basar. They had these imaginary memories of all the fish and all the things, the kishuim, the avatichim, all the things they had in Mitzrayim. Luxurious, the smorgasbord buffet, supper every night, k'nai nahara. Whoa, I would be jealous of them, right? Who's jealous of them, Rabos? Come on. Gavaldiga stuff, sushi, who knows what else they had over there, right? Fish is sushi, right? Same thing, right? So they had these memories. They had these memories of these delicious buffet suppers they had. And they complained. They're out in the Midbar now. They're free people, but they complained. And the mun wasn't so exciting because Ragadhu. It wasn't so exciting. They had plenty of it, but you know, it wasn't so exciting. They got tired of it. So they said, listen, we want some food. We want some real meat. So says Moshe Rabbeinu. They complained to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe bochel mishpachosav. They were crying. The families, they're from Shatim over there. Hashem gets upset. V'nei Moshe ra. So Moshe says, Hashem, Rom Hariosra Avdecha, why do you make it so hard for me? Why are you so cruel to me? Rom Ramosaschem Menecha, you put this tremendous masa, Koram Azorai. And sorry, I didn't copy the psukim before I both said, but at least we'll get to it soon. But Hanochi Harisi, that I give birth to these people, Imanochi Yogatiyu, that you tell me, it's your job, Moshe, take care of them. Kisomar Yisrael B'chekecha, hold them, carry them close to you. Like a mother carries its nursing child. That was his complaint. That was his first complaint. So this Farno, which I didn't see the page before, I didn't notice about that one or both, but I'll read you over here. Anochi Harisi, that I give birth to these people, you know, of a father, Yuchal Ahanigas Banav. A father can lead his children. Afal Pi Shehim Chaluke Deos. They might have different opinions, you know, the son wants this, the father wants this. You know, come to Seder, go to Davening, eat the kosher, whatever, Shomer Shabbos. The son doesn't want, but he can still lead him. Why? They know he loves them. The kids know the parents love them. Therefore, they say, okay, my father has crazy ideas, but, you know, it's Shaykh. There's some leadership possibility. He has hope, there's potential, and they'll listen to him. They think he's a lover of them. That the father will try with all his kochos to do good for them. There's confidence. The children have confidence, the parents, because they know there's tremendous love, selfless love, and they might not like, they might not be happy, but at least there's confidence, hope it'll happen. Avul Elu, but these Klai Yisrael, they're not my kids, they're not my children. Einam bodchim bi. Klal, they have no betoch, they have no faith in me. V'chosh, listen, v'chosh them, they suspect. U'menasim l'ros ma'esel ba'adam. They're not sure my commitment, my love to them is not so clear, it's not so posh. They want to see, they're testing me all the time. They come to complain. Where's the food? Where's the buffet? Delicious supper, right? They want to know what's going on over here. They go to Mr. Store, they go to, right? All over the place, they go, all the people that help us out. Anyway, but they have no faith in Moshe, they're constantly testing me. I want this, I want this, I want that. And they get into trouble, right? So Moshe felt very bad. Manly boss, I have no meat for them. I can't do it. What am I going to do? Says the pasuk on Yudaldu. She had the copy of Uchal Onich Gavadi Loses Kol Mazeh. I can't take care of them. Chavei Meni, it's too hard for me. Says the Sfarno Yudalud, right on top, on the bottom top line. Uchal Onich Gavadi, the Tzorach Shetestatef Imi Acherim. I can't do it myself. They don't trust me. They don't care for me. They don't think I love them. They're testing me out. I need a partner. I need someone else to help me out. Sheyiftach ha'am hazeh b'hem. Someone else who will have faith in them. I need someone else, right? I need a partner. I can't do it. It's not working, Rabbi Hashem. Please, it's not working. V'mkochat oseli, says the pasuk. And if you want to leave it the way it is now and not give me a partner, harein haro, kill me. If you care for me, if you like me, and I don't want to see this terrible situation. Says the Sfarno, unbelievable, he says. Listen to this. V'mkochat oseli. If this is what you do to me, v'im ato hasholem, if you, the perfect being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nimna mishremus hanhaga aruya mimcha, you're withheld, you can't go ahead and do what you really want to do, what perfection would dictate, to do what's right, to do what's perfect, to do what's emes, would demand a certain hanhag, a certain type of action. And you can't do that. You'll be withheld from that. V'sanhigem kocha, and instead you'll lead them in this the way we're doing now. Ba'ofen chaser, in a lacking way. Kan hagas hanekeva, like a woman's leading instead of the strong, powerful man, I guess he means. Bishvili. As if you consider, if you feel you can't provide for Klal Yisrael, you can't do for them. You know why? Because I'm in the way. I'm right here. I'm stuck here. Because of me. Why? V'chvodi. Because of my honor, my cover. V'oshetatef, v'oshetatef, acherim imi. You can't get me a partner. K'dei shol gifko m'chvodi. Because you're afraid if you get a partner. Now Moshe is the Gadol HaDor. Moshe is the biggest in the generation. He's the leader of Klal Yisrael. He gets all the covered. You can imagine how much covered he got, but he got a lot of covered, I guess. You know, they complained, they kvetched, they didn't like and expect, but there was a lot of covered over there. So if you feel that you can't put a partner, if you give me a partner, so hey, we're not it's not just me, it's someone else. There's another Gadol HaDor next to me, two equal leaders. So take away from my covered. It's not right. Hashem says, I can't do this Moshe Rabbeinu. Take away his covered. So if that's the reason why you're maintaining the status quo, which is not good. It's causing problems. And they complain. They don't trust me. And you don't want to give someone else who they can trust. So please kill me. Kadesh tuchal gimnos acherim, so that you can appoint someone else. Shal yadam tia hanhogas ha'am shlema, that through them there'll be good, proper leadership who they trust. Kmo shemu chazal, al shmuel shemeis kol miyam v'yashem Hashem had to make him die early. Desh tamud malchus beis David. Hashem couldn't go ahead and point David, if a Shmuel's turn takes away his covers, it's not right. And therefore, if you feel that's the way over here, and therefore you can't get someone else with me, kill me, right? Take me up, then you'll be free to take someone else. Now, Erev Barasi, Baras Chisaron Hanhaga, Hamesuveves Begoli, I can't handle seeing this evil, this lack of proper Hanhaga, which is happening because of me. Kizeyeh Kosha Olai Menamoves, worse than death. Right, so that Bechal is a Madrega that you see, boy, oh boy. He can't handle it. You know, he's leading Klal Yisrael. It's nothing perfect. There's a lot of complaints, but he's a Gadol HaDor. He's living, he's learning, he's steiging, he's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every minute, his chashiv in Moshe Rabbeinu's eyes. I'll tell you a fast story I heard, which is Nogea this. I think I told it to one or two guys. I just heard a story recently. They brought by the Granat. The Granat was very, very sick. He was deathly ill. And he was the Rashiva Radni Yeshiva. And the Talmidim tried to get together to mezakeh him, and he went around to make a collection for the Granat. What was the collection? Everyone should donate time of their life. A minute, a year, a month, 5 days, a day. They were mishtati for their Rebbe, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Gadol HaDor, or one of the Gadol HaDor, the Granat. And they made a nice collection. This guy gave a day, one guy gave 30 days, it says. All the different amounts of time to give of their own lives to Moser Nefesh for the Granat. So they finally went to the Chavos Chaim, who was, you know, his yeshiva. They say, Rebbe, everyone's a mishtatev, would you like to participate? So he says, he turns white, like he was shocked by the question, like, you know, he didn't know what to do. So let me think about it overnight. Come back tomorrow morning, and they say, Rebbe, new mishtatev for the Roshiva, the Granat. He says, I'll give 1 minute. 1 minute, he says. 1 minute, I mean, this guy's giving 30 days, this guy's giving 5 days, he's giving 1 day. 1 minute, like, Tali Trump, he's a big time, tremendous. The whole yeshiva is based upon him, where he's a Roshiva, he's a Pupul Chaverim, Talmidim. He says, Chavos Chaim says, if you Talmidim would realize how much 1 minute of learning Torah is worth, they would never give up so much time. They're not mastering it. So to me, you know, 1 minute is tremendous Mesiras Nefesh, to give up 1 minute of your life. Of Chavos Chaim's life, of Avodas Hashem, of learning, instead of learning Torah, as how his story was. That was so chashuv, there's nothing like it. So going back to so Moshe Rabbeinu, he was willing to give up his life. That's it, to be killed, because he couldn't handle it. That because of me, Klal Yisrael shouldn't rise to the higher madrigas, to be complaining and not be happy and not serve Hashem. And okay, it's Klal Yisrael, I'm not saying it's just the hair, how much, you know, I mean, on the other hand, I would be a little selfish, you know, come on, I want to live, I want to do my thing. They're a bunch of, you know, lowlifes and a bunch of, you know, rebellious people. What can I do? I can't help. It's not my problem. No. It hurts him so much. For his people, his flock, his people, his manig Klal Yisrael. He loves him so much. That's what a manig is. A person who cares so much. His selfless dedication. He cares for Klal Yisrael to make sure they should have the opportunity and not be nichshol chas v'shalom in terms of going against Hashem. Okay, that's a side point. Rabosai just, but the main divor just with Pashit, simple, super important hashkaf, Rabosai. What did Moshe Rabbeinu think? He says in Moshe Rabbeinu's, it's not just a havmin hashkaf, it might be havmin what the situation was, but hashkaf, what was hashkaf? Is Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I have a choice. Klai Yisrael is not doing well. They're rebelling left and right. They're having all these problems. They ache all these things because Moshe Rabbeinu is now. They don't trust him. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu's fault necessarily, but they don't trust him. But if you leave it the way it is, it's going to be more and more problems. So what's the Eitza? So get him a Shutef, right? Don't kill him. He's a great manik with some Chisronos. They don't trust him. So get a Shutef with him and a partner. What's the big deal? You know, to get a partner. I can't do it, Hashem says. Moshe Rabbeinu thinks, Hashem, I can't do it. I can't do it. Why can't you do it? What's the Klai Yisrael grow from it? Then Moshe Rabbeinu will be Molcha on his covered, I'm sure. Probably Molcha. It's not like, you know, he'll stand on a dodge. Hashem, don't do it. I can't. He was willing to die for it, right? For sure, he'll be masking to take away from the covered. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, Hashem knows. Hashem knows that the Hashkaf is, I can't do something, which when Moshe Rabbeinu is someone who deserves, the Manig Ador deserves so much covered, is getting the covered which he deserves it. Am I some outside reason why to change it? My hands are tied. I can't do it. Moshe Rabbeinu thinks Hashem is saying, I can't do it because, you know, the famous line, what's the line of Bosai? The ends don't justify the means, right? Our job is to do what's right, not just our job. Hashem's job, right? Hashem is teaching us. Hashem says, I can't go ahead and give Moshe Shutef. He's Mochel, he won't mind, it's no problem, and Moshe wants with all his heart to help Klal Yisrael. I can't go ahead and give and solve the problem of millions of people in Klal Yisrael being not serving Hashem properly, because if I do it, it'll take away. I'm not gonna punch him, I'm not gonna seal. He won't get the cover he deserves. I can't even say our both, it's hard to explain this, but it's wrong. You can't deny the cover, you can't do something, impinge upon his cover if he deserves it. If he deserves it, he's the gadol, he's royal kach, there's some technical reason why it's not working, but what can you do? It's not our job to go ahead and the end result are both sides. The long-term goal is a goal, but that's not the ikar. The ikar is the work, it's the process, right? When a guy sits down in the base medrash and learns, right? Oh, how am I going to finish the mesechta? And the yeshiva kvetch is about the quota, and I can't do the daf. What am I going to do? Both, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, you shoot for the goal, you shoot for to do the quota, but you can't. If you're working and you're trying, you're putting yourself into a bosa, that's all that counts. Not just the old counts. You can't go for the goal if you can't do the proper shtadlus. If you do something wrong in between, it's not acceptable. Don't do it. Drop it. Both, that's crucial. You know, it comes up all the time, you know. Rabbi, you know, I'll give you so much money, but just do this and this. If it's not proper, you can't do it. Well, don't throw them out at the kids in Makalkel from in the yeshiva, his friends in Makalkel, you throw them out, you know, and he shouldn't be in the yeshiva, you know, so, but don't throw them out, I'll give you $500,000. You can't. Okay, every case is different, boss. I'm not passing over here at this point, but that's the concept of both sides. You have to do what's right, help your HaTorah. The end result is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's his problem, it's not my problem, right? That's what Shiva used to always say. It's not my world. If he wants me to lead it to make a yeshiva, I'll make a yeshiva. If he doesn't want me to lead it to make a yeshiva, so he won't have a yeshiva. That's his business. I'm not here to make a yeshiva. I'm not here to build Torah. I'm here to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Hashem says, you can't take away from Moshe Rabbeinu's covet, so you can't do it. Now, Mr. Dummy, you're about to probably ask me, but it was only a maybe. A havmi is not sure if it's a good hashkafa. I don't supersize for both. Of course, he knows what the hashkafa is. Moshe Rabbeinu is a god. He knows the hashkafa. This is the hashkafa. Mishtam Hashem wasn't sure, you know, if this will take affect the covenant. And Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure if Hashem felt it would take away the covenant properly. You know, maybe you know, it's not. It won't take away the covenant. He won't feel like covenant. I don't know exactly. But the hashkafa for both sides, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us clearly, you can't do something, no matter how great the results are, if the means is inappropriate. What's so important is the means. We have to work on the means. That's what's biyadeinu. What the results, if we're matzliach or not, is only by Hashem's hands.